Now, the countdown is on. We have only hours to go before Santa Claus takes off for his biggest night of the year. And in a couple of minutes, we will hopefully get one final chat with him. But before that, there are a lot of industry secrets when it comes to Santa. How does he know where to go? How does he do it all in one night? And what treats should we leave out? Well, our reporter Sheila Nocton has been working on a very special report that will answer one of the most important questions of all.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Look, in the sky, Chief.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, look, it's... No, it's actually Santa's sleigh. You know, sleighing its way around the world. But how did it get there?
The reindeer's hooves are magic. So wherever they walk, there's like invisible path under them.
The reindeers help Santa. The elves give them some magic.
I think he has like a little place where he keeps his reindeers in, and then he hooks them on, and then like an engine starts and it goes backwards and then it flies.
Santa's making them, the reindeers go up there because he feeds them special food.
Well, that's what the students at the Liam Oren Stage School in Kildare think. But are they right? Let's be honest, it's Christmas Eve and you're there hand-making mince pies for the main man. You haven't time to be coming up with the answer. But we do. First things first, how do you engineer a sleigh? Here's Dr. Stephen Scully, lecturer in engineering at Southeast Technological University. He's been working with sleighs since Mrs. Claus was just Miss Claus.
So Santa uses a combination of flying reindeer and magic Christmas dust. And the sleigh is no ordinary sled either. It's designed to be aerodynamic and light and uses a special quantum anti-gravity technology. One of the elements is the Rapid Environmental Integrated Navigation Direct Energy Emission Radiator System. We call that in the business the reindeer system. It is zero emission, so it's environmentally friendly. Combines the state-of-the-art aero sleigh technologies and magic elf dust. So since the sleigh lacks traditional control surfaces like ailerons and rudders, a highly advanced gimbaled vectoring nozzle gives the rocket boosters the critical altitude control for pitch, roll and yaw.
But how safe is it?
It's very safe. As you know, reindeer provide the main thrust, but for sustained lift and manoeuvring at higher altitude and high speed, and also during turbulence, he uses rocket boosters.
Is there a fear that he'd miss anybody?
No, there's no fear at all. An advanced AI navigation has optimised the parcel delivery system and means we won't repeat the slitastrophe of 1647. But the biggest time savings come from the quasi-relativistic cloud enhancements through the use of cloud vapour computational fluid dynamics, where Santa can bend space-time. Santa actually gains a lot of extra delivery time while we on Earth experience only one night passing by.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
But it's not all good engineering. From Mrs. Claus packing figgy pudding and Tupperware for the journey to air traffic controllers clearing airspace, it does take a team to get Santa around the world in just one night. And of course, Santa's reindeer are central. We're very lucky that some of those VIP reindeer have been living in Ireland ahead of the big night. Daniel Solins, head reindeer trainer at Elf Town in the RDS in Dublin, has been trusted with caring for two of them.
Here we have Comet and Cupid. We like to split all the reindeers in pairs because that just means that they can have all the rest that they can actually get. So Santa Claus just noticed that we handle animals really, really well, and he wanted to send Comet and Cupid over to us. I kind of need to make sure that my other elf friends know what they're doing. So for example, Reggie, he is the person who makes sure that they get their sleep and that they get their food. They do have a schedule of sleep, and for their food is very precise amounts where they get fed carrots and moonbeams. And basically what that is, moonbeams, it just kind of helps them have the energy for 24 hours so they can fly longer without getting tired. And carrots help their vision, and it helps Rudolph's red nose. They have lots of practices and lessons, like it could be cloud hopping lessons or sleigh guiding lessons, zoom laps as well to make sure that they're getting faster and faster each year.
There's a lot of people coming in and out here at Elf Town, so how do the reindeer feel about children and being around groups?
It takes some time because there are moments where they are resting up. They want nothing but peace, but they get excited too because they don't see their other reindeer friends. So with these kids coming in and talking to them, it kind of feels like they're at home again, which is really special for them.
So now that we've got the sleigh into the sky through magic and aerodynamics, I know what you're thinking.
Presents, I suppose.
Well, fear not, because in every country, Santa has a designated hub for Santa toy production to ensure all toys are carefully designed and accurately packed. Here's Catherine Staunton from Nimble Fingers in Stillorgan, Dublin, Ireland's chosen hub.
So we've been dealing with Santa for quite a long time now. My dad actually dealt with them from the 80s, so we just carry that on. He stops here, he parks a sleigh on the roof, jumps down the chimney, and we have all the gifts ready to go. We have a lot of contact from the elves, so we know what needs to be prepared, and we package it all up very neatly and leave it all ready for him. Sometimes he leaves a bit of a mess, but we like to have everything prepared.
Are there ever fears that things will fall off the sleigh?
Yeah, that has happened in previous years, so you know, we're under very strict instructions from the elves to pack them very neatly now, and we have to put them in boxes and kind of reinforce things sometimes as well if they're quite small so that nothing falls out.
Good. No fear of items shifting during turbulence, so. And there you have it. We've unwrapped how Santa's sleigh gets into the sky with all toys arriving in perfect condition. All that's left to do is get some final words of wisdom for Santa. So let's go back to the gang at the Liam Moran Stage School.
If a reindeer falls asleep, we still keep going if one falls asleep.
Because you have so many people to deliver presents, you should leave about an hour earlier so you have more time.
He should have a very good sleep.
I think he should grab a blanket so he can stay a little bit warm.
He cannot drink dirty beer.
He listens to Spotify on the way because he has a big long journey around the whole entire earth.
I think he should have a couple of breaks in some houses, maybe 6 or 7.
6, 7.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.